I'm speaking to Paul Lewis, who's in Hackney. Paul, where are you and what's going on?
Adam, I'm in the Pembury estate in Hackney, which has been the epicentre of the violence, certainly as far as this borough is concerned. For the last, I would say, hour, local youth have been setting alight to vehicles and forming burning barricades across the street. Riot police were completely absent for that time. But I would say in the last 6 or 7 minutes, they've just arrived, a group of territorial support group officers, and they are trying to pen in individuals in the Pembury. But whether or not that will work, I have my doubts. I mean, I have already seen people sprinting out the side of alleyways behind blocks of flats in the background, so I've got no idea whether that will succeed.
And are you with these people who are rioting? Can you give us a sense of their age? What do they look like?
They're mostly young. For the first time, I've seen more women get involved here in Hackney, and they are, I would say, broadly representative of the people who live here on the estate and who live in the surrounding areas. I mean, one thing to add, Adam, I mean, it's really difficult to report from this area. A number of people who've been taking photographs have been attacked. I've seen three journalists attacked, one quite badly, actually, thrown to the floor and beaten by a group of youths. So it gets very dangerous. Anyone here who's considered to be taking images or recording what's going on is attacked. So we're having to surreptitiously take photographs and as best we can blend in with the crowd, but it is really, really quite dangerous.
And how much is it just this indiscriminate vandalism? It doesn't sound like it's looting. It's turned to just kind of destroy perhaps what people can see.
Yes, this is different to what I witnessed yesterday in Edmonton and in Enfield, where it was kind of property theft that was going on. This is much more like Tottenham on Saturday night. There's groups here now with sticks, and I'm going to have to back out slightly. The police are running in, and basically everyone's just emerged and come out of a side street with sticks and bottles. So I'm having to jog slightly, but this is. Worse than last night, certainly. And it's the kind of rioting that we saw. It's the kind of rioting that we saw in Tottenham on Saturday night.
And if you can, Paul, I know you've broken into a jog a bit there, but can you just describe what happened there? You said people came out with sticks and bottles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just describing to you one incident, really, and there have been many and many of these. It is a kind of constant to and fro, really. As I said, before they'd just been setting up burning barricades and there were no confrontations with police. Now that they've arrived, some of the anger is being focused at police. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you ask whether it's kind of broadly mindless. I mean, it's difficult to kind of attribute reason or logic to a lot of what's happening. But, you know, it really strikes you that this is these people's own areas. This is where they live. And there's a kind of sense of kind of self-destruction or even self-harm here.
Okay, well, thanks, Paul, and we'll catch up again with you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers.